This is Steve Eggleston of No Run Eggs with Peter Thuron. He's running in the 2nd Congressional District against Tammy Baldwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day to be here, and it's a very energetic convention.
Could you tell me why you are running against Tammy Baldwin this year?
Well, back in 2008, I looked at the direction of the country, and I said it was going in the wrong direction. So I decided I ran in 2008 as a conservative in Madison. And that was not a year when the wind was at our backs, so I did about as well as could be expected. I, in fact, was the top vote, the top percentage getter in the 2nd Congressional District, outperforming the presidential ticket. At that point, I realized that I needed to, that the first run was for name recognition, and so the next run was going to be for a more substantial. And so that's why I'm running now in 2010, having laid some of that groundwork back in 2008.
What specific issues are you running on this year?
Well, this year we've got the fact that we're spending too much. We have a government that spends money we don't have. It's racking up debts we cannot pay. And it's frankly making promises that we're not going to be able to keep.
Specifics on that?
Well, certainly in terms of the spending, we have budget deficits that are $1.4 trillion. And in terms of debt, we just had yet another increase in the debt limit. And then in terms of promises, we have promises made in terms of health care with Medicare and Medicaid, and then also in terms of Social Security, promises being made to children and grandchildren now who are paying these taxes with the promise that they would receive a benefit in the future, but unfortunately the amount of benefits promised will vastly outstrip the amount of economic wealth available to pay those promises.
This year you have drawn a challenger in Chad Lee. Could you differentiate yourself from him?
Well, Chad Lee is a 28-year-old businessman from Mount Horeb. I came to Madison in 1980 to go to graduate school. So I've lived in Madison now for 30 years. I've worked among the liberals of Madison, both in terms of earning a PhD in mathematics and also then continuing teaching at the college level. So I've dealt with liberals for 30 years. Sending me to Washington, D.C., you'd actually be sending me to a more conservative place.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck in your campaign.
Thank you, Steve.